This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's ILTA podcast entitled Fresh Voices of Legal Tech. I'm your moderator. My name is Holly Hannon. I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager, Perkins Coie. I am really excited today to be joined by our speaker, Melanie Seagraves. She's the Knowledge Management Solutions Analyst at Womble Bond Dixon US. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thanks for having me, Holly.
Yeah, of course. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
So my background is in marketing and sales. And so before I started at Womble, before I was on the KM team, I was in the client development department at Womble. And before that, I had been working for a publishing company. Most of what I did as far as in client development revolved around writing. And so I kind of just went with that for lack of a better description. But yeah, I found it's been really useful on my team. We have a pretty small KM team at Womble, but we all have different backgrounds. So Bill is our chief knowledge officer, and he has an IT background. And then I think you spoke with Stephen Chan earlier, and he has an interesting background because he has a JD, but he's also has his master's in library sciences. And then I have kind of that marketing writing background, and together it just kind of all works.
So how did you end up at a law firm? So you went from a publishing company to a law firm. How did that happen?
Yeah, and I wish that story was more interesting, but it really wasn't. But like I said, writing is something I've always been interested in personally and something that I enjoy. So to get a chance to do that professionally has always been very important to me. And when I was in publishing, I worked as a sales manager for a publication. And part of the way, I'm just not very, just not naturally a salesperson per se. So part of the way that I generated revenue was by doing RFP responses. So seeking out people, then making connections, and then, responding to RFPs for tourism and travel companies. So it was government. So my clients were mostly all government. So there was a lot of formal government proposals, even though it was related to advertising. I saw the position at Womble, and I work in our Winston-Salem office, and Womble started in Winston-Salem. So it definitely has a name in the community. And so I saw a position open. I knew that they were interested in people that had RFP experience. And I saw that as an opportunity. I was kind of I was ready to move on from where I was at because I had been there eight years. So it was kind of ready for me to do something new. And yeah, and I've really enjoyed the legal industry. And I can't believe that I've been here almost 6 years, which is crazy. So it has absolutely flown by, especially the last couple, right? So
yeah, well, very fast and very slow at the same time.
Yeah. The days are slow. The years are fast.
Yeah. So what do you find? I mean, so you talked about kind of your background and your team's background, and you don't really have a background in legal. You're not an attorney. You don't have a JD. What do you find challenging as a non-legal employee in a law firm?
There are a lot of things that make it different in a way, and not in a bad way, working with attorneys, not in a bad way. I think there's a lot to learn. And I think it's really important to have input and to have a collegiate atmosphere where attorneys and non-attorneys are collaborating on things, because I think, especially depending on what type of law that you practice, I think there's definitely certain attributes. Attorneys tend to be more risk adverse. So, they might not necessarily be super excited about change, but there's a lot to learn from that too. And I think that my challenge can be in just learning all the different type of law and grasping the concepts without having the background. And that's definitely been a challenge for me. And I mean, I don't know how personally everyone adjusts to that, but I just found that I have to, especially the first year or two that I worked here, I had to do a lot of independent research on my own. And because no one's going to take the time to explain some key fundamentals, right, of certain the practice of law in certain areas. But then the other is just like asking questions and, you know, making relationships with people at the firm. I think that's really important. And that's definitely a big part of our team's objective, is to have those like key relationships so that we can work on projects that cross different teams and different departments, legal and non-legal, because I think that's really the key to being successful.
Yeah. And it feels to me like attorneys, because I don't have a JD, but I feel like attorneys respect expertise. And as long as you're able to express your expertise and kind of explain what you know and why you know it, they're more likely to listen to you as a subject matter expert in that area and understand what you're talking about.
I remember when I was first interviewing at the firm, it was very intimidating for me because our office in Winston-Salem is pretty large. And so they invited a few attorneys to my interview, which was like a table of like 10 lawyers. No pressure. But like, you know, and I remember one of the attorneys, I don't remember who it is now, probably a good thing, but no, it wasn't, he didn't have anything bad to say. He just said, you know, you want to, if you tell us something, then you need to back it up. Right. So like, mm-hmm. he's like, so during this interview, if you tell me something, then you, right after, I need you to tell me why that's true. And I was like, that's very helpful advice. That's a very attorney thing to say, but yeah, like that, you know, you have to be direct sometimes and you have to be knowledgeable and on your A game. But I mean, I like that, you know, I like working with people that are smart. I mean, I'm like such a goober. I'm sure you're kind of the same way. It's just, it's nice to work with people that are smart and thoughtful, intentional, and hardworking. And we have a lot of those types of people, both legal and non-legal at Womble. So I think that's really what I've enjoyed most about working here.
Yeah. And do you have any advice that you would give to others who are maybe new in legal, just starting out in their careers?
I would say like, don't be intimidated by, or like, just kind of like throw out the non-legal part and just focus on, you know, like you were saying, expertise, like on what you do bring to the table. And just know that it's not a, it's not a class system, you know, attorneys need us to do our job so they can do their jobs. And I think that like, you know, I think keeping that in mind and coming to the table with your ideas and not being afraid to speak up. And yeah, I think people at law firm, especially in a law firm environment, people are going to appreciate that because they're going to show that you're bringing like new perspective and that you're not afraid to speak up. And I think, you know, that's definitely a challenge for a lot of people, especially when you're younger. Like as the older that I'm getting and the more years of experience I have, I'm able to speak with a little bit more authority. But, you know, I do wish there were times before that I had kind of brought my ideas up and not been afraid to speak up. So I think that's, if I could give advice, that would probably be it.
I think that's great advice. And I agree that it takes a while to kind of build up the ability to kind of like share that. So on that note, thank you so much for joining us today, Melanie. And thank you to the audience.
For doing this.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.